This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are about 40 minutes now from talking with our NFL insider, Mark Schlereth, about what happened and what we're looking forward to in week two of the NFL season. Jared Sandler joins us now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Doing well.
Man, we just had a conversation with Jacob Latz. Interesting dude, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely not your typical professional athlete. I don't know, bravado disposition. Yeah. I don't know what the right word would be, but he's a great kid, and it's been a lot of fun. I think, you know, in any sport, you watch guys grow, maybe overcome struggles early in their career, whatever it might be. It's really fun, especially, you know, when you're a fan of that team. So I would imagine Rangers fans I've enjoyed watching that with Jacob Latz. But, it was oddly enough, it was last year against Milwaukee. He gave up a grand slam to Rhys Hoskins, and that was kind of the moment where it's like, man, maybe the strings run out on Jacob Latz last year. And, here we are a year later, and not only is he effective, but, you know, it's not just as a situational reliever. It's, you know, in a starter's role. And, I got asked this yesterday, and, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer. I was asked, you know, do we need to start talking about Jacob Latz as a candidate to start next year? And
okay.
I don't think there's any question that he's going to go to camp as a starting pitcher. Now, whether he, you know, breaks the rotation or they have him in the bullpen and kind of a swing role, you know, that's to be determined. But I don't think there's any question that Jacob Latz this offseason, and as the Rangers are building their depth chart, he's under the SP column, not the RP column.
Did he not make the opening day roster? It was a pretty dang good year last year. What is it that he does? Is it the walks?
Yeah, last year walks and maybe not enough strikeouts to support the walks. You know, not that there's ever a good time to walk hitters or anything, but the pitchers who get a ton of strikeouts usually can better combat the walks, because where walks get you into trouble is, you know, now all of a sudden you walk a guy and in theory you don't need to give up a hit to give up a run, right? But, you know, if you prevent the ball from being put in play, then you limit the ability for, you know, base runners to advance and score without giving up that hit. So you're going to give up hits as a pitcher, you're going to give up home runs, but if you're going to walk guys, you got to be able to strike a ton of guys out, and he just didn't have that right combo last year. I think, you know, from a pitching standpoint, I'm sure there's a confidence factor after having spent, you know, a pretty long runway in the big leagues last year, understanding, you know, what that experience was like. I think anyone would benefit from something like that, but it just seems like the fastball has been located and plays a lot better. I think maybe there's a better understanding of how to use his arsenal. And then yesterday, I thought his slider was a really, really effective pitch. And we've seen him throw the changeup. He actually had a left-on-left changeup or strikeout with a changeup I forget who it was. It might have been Sal Frelick, but it seems like those three pitches have all been really effective for him.
How cool was it to see him get that standing ovation from the Rangers crowd last night?
That was great. You know, it wasn't a huge crowd. Monday night, school's back in session. Totally understandable. I get it. They made their presence felt. And that's something that I don't know. I feel like I've been paying more attention to this year because there have been so many great starting pitching performances. And then you have times where, you know, a guy's, you know, pitched his ass off and he's walking off the mound. And when it's at the end of an inning, I guess, you know, maybe people don't realize, well, they're probably not coming back out, right? It's easy for a lot of us to see, well, he's pitched seven innings. He's at 98 pitches. He's not coming back out for the eighth. But maybe, you know, take for granted the fact that most of the people in the ballpark might not, you know, take those factors into account. So when it's a mid-inning pitching change, I guess it's a little bit easier. It was awesome. He deserved it. And, those are the sorts of things. I'll tell you this, guys. Players notice that stuff. We might think, well, you know, hey, they're getting paid a lot of money. They don't care. You know, that charges them up. Energy from fans charges them up. And hopefully, you know, playing meaningful baseball here down the stretch and then, you know, carrying that over in the next year, you know, we can get more and more of that more consistently, from game to game. I know it's tough. There's 81 of these games and they're not all on weekends, you know, like you have in the NFL or, it's a little bit of a different energy than an NBA or an NHL game. But, you know, hopefully, competing consistently will help grow the understanding of, you know, how and when to make noise and to create that cool environment.
All right, Sandler, you're on the call when the ball shot to the gap. When did you pick up Heim on your call?
I was on the call for that, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I think I picked him up. That's where just to nerd out here. So I'm doing it with Hixie yesterday. My responsibility is the ball.
Right.
Hixie's responsibility is the base runner. Now, at some point, I got to pick up the base runner too, but I might miss if the base runner stumbles, you know, initially or, something like that. But once I have an idea what's going to happen with the baseball, so once I know that ball's not caught and then I see that Blake Perkins picks it up right away, I'm immediately, now I'm locked in on Jonah for a split second. Then I got to figure out, all right, the relay throw's going to fill in the blank player. And I got to, you know, is that a clean relay? But the corner of my eye, I'm able to kind of see where the runner is. But yeah, I saw Jonah hustling around second. I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen this guy run this fast ever, I don't think.
Yeah.
He looks slow when he's jogging to first on a walk sometimes. But he was busting it. And credit to Jonah, because a lot of times guys who are not, you know, big time base runners don't execute base running fundamentals. But Jonah did. You know, if you go back and watch Jonah's path, you know, from first to home,
right,
he cut the bases really well. And then his slide at the plate was huge. If he just is sliding in without really thinking much of it, he's going to be out. But, you know, he slid just wide enough for Contreras' tag to be a little too far up the body and he had touched the plate. So that was great. But, yeah, I think it was a little bit after he rounded second that I kind of got wind that, holy crap, you know, Jonah Heim might actually be scoring on a double from first.
Yeah, I was surprised, again, you know, those questions that, you know, runners go and, you know, they run through signs and stuff like that. I thought maybe he ran through a sign. I thought there was no way in hell they were going to send him on that one.
No, for sure. Yeah, that's a great send by Tony Beasley.
Yeah, it was a good send.
It was a really good throw from Bryce Terang to the plate. The throw from Perkins to Bryce Terang was not a great throw. And so really, you know, where Jonah scored, a lot of times we focus on, you know, that end moment. Jonah scored on Blake Perkins. He didn't really score on Bryce Terang, so to speak. And so, you know, I'm sure that had something to do with, you know, Tony Beasley making the call to send him. And, in that moment of the game too, you know, you'd love to push across. It's a little, I'd say it's low pressure because I don't know that that'd be fair, but you're already up 4-0. And, you know, you got a chance to, you know, put the game in a situation where one swing, no matter the situation, can't tie it. And, you know, so I always think that fifth run's a big run. And, I'm glad Bees was aggressive in sending him home.
How about the five ribbies from Hellman, though, hitting .245? I mean, how many of these guys are proving that they shouldn't be minor leaguers anymore?
Yeah, no, I mean, what a night for him. I think with Michael Hellman, he's a guy who brings let's say he doesn't get a hit. Well, he's going to be an asset on the bases. He's, you know, going to be an asset defensively. He's pretty darn good out in the outfield, and can, you know, obviously play center, which means he can, you know, he can move to a corner if needed. But, you know, he's really kind of finding his niche hitting left-handed pitching too. You know, I know a lot of people like to, you know, ask the question after a game like this, well, can he be, like, I got a few people asking, can this guy be an all-star? Can this guy be a star? And you know, let's finish out the year. I do think that, you know, it's understandable. That's a part of being a sports fan. You're always thinking about the now and the future. You know, I think what I would say is, hey, let's just enjoy the now and let's see how the year plays out. But if you were to ask me right now, hey, what could Michael Hellman's role be on the 2026 Rangers? You know, I think he could be a great platoon outfielder. You know, I would need to see him hit righties a little bit more to think of him as a potential everyday guy. And maybe he gets to that point, right? You know, there's no reason why he couldn't. But right now, you know, if you got Evan Carter and you got Michael Hellman, that'd be one heck of a platoon. If you don't feel comfortable, and I still would love to, you know, to give Evan Carter a little more runway to be an everyday outfielder and not just be a guy who only starts versus righties. But let's just hypothetically say, you know, you don't want to commit to that. That'd be a heck of a platoon, because in both those guys, you got two superior athletes who are going to be assets when they don't start, you know, not just as pinch hitters, but as guys who can help you defensively and guys who can help you on the bases. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays the year out. And gosh, you know, if the Rangers make the playoffs, I'd love to see, you know, what Michael Hellman does against playoff type pitching against left-handed throwers too. So, you know, that'd be a really interesting test.
Jack Leiter getting the start tonight. What's been working for him lately, Jared, and how does he match up versus this Brewers lineup?
Yeah, I think Eric, in talking to the people who, you know a whole lot more than I'll ever know, you know, they've pointed more to just the mental side of it and not thinking too much, just going out there and being a pitcher and letting, you know, the thinking kind of manifest itself in the days in between starts to then be ready to just go out and throw when he takes the mound. You know, the stuff there, you know, I could try and tell you that this pitch has been better here of late or that pitch, but the pitches have all been really good. I'd say, you know, we have seen at times the slider flash a little bit more, but you know, that the fastball changeup combo has been so lethal for him. I think sometimes, you know, and it's not something I can diagnose, but in talking to people, you know, they're, you know, he's just thinking too much and it sometimes gets him into trouble. But what we've seen and what I loved, we saw it in Arizona. We saw it his last start too, bouncing back after not necessarily having a great inning or a great start, you know, against the Diamondbacks. He had two shaky-ish, you know, innings and ended up going six innings, allowing two runs, right? He bounced back really nicely. And I think sometimes that's tough for anybody, but especially young pitchers, to make in-start adjustments. And I think if, as long as you're not caught up in the spin cycle mentally and you're not too far down some wormhole, it allows you to just kind of take a step back and take a breath and throw the heck out of the baseball. And he does that. And when he throws strikes, he is really tough to hit. I know it's common to say, well, but you know, you can throw 102 down the middle and they'll still hit it. And yeah, I mean, the reality is 102 down the middle is easier to hit than 102 on a corner. And he doesn't throw 102, but the numbers also show that 99, which, you know, we see him hit regularly, 99 down the middle is a lot tougher to hit than 95 down the middle. And so I think he's gaining confidence that if he just throws strikes, you know, he is going to be tough to hit. His stuff is so good. And then, you know, that next frontier is continuing to minimize the amount of low quality strikes and maximize, you know, the ability to hit the edges. But, you know, he is doing a really good job of that. And the changeup, I think, has been really huge, keeping hitters not necessarily off his fastball, but making the fastball play up. And that changeup's really developed quickly into a nasty pitch.
With Phillies Karen in the news so much, Jared, I think it'd be a good time to just ask you, is there a protocol? I mean, what are the guidelines for handing a ball to a kid? Obviously, you don't want to do what Karen did, but what is expectations from the announcer's perch?
Hey, well, can I ask you guys, because I feel like I've seen a lot of stuff on her, and I think some of it's fake. But so did she get fired from her job?
I think that was a ball sacking.
She was a teacher, maybe?
Track that down. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. The allegations are definitely out there, though.
Okay, I've seen like all sorts of things like on her. It's kind of, you know, poor woman. But she dug her own grave there. So here's the deal. What happens if you're an adult and you're there with another adult, but your son or daughter is at home and they ask you, Dad, you know, can you get me a ball? Like, can you catch a home run ball? Like, how cool would that be to give it to your kid? So optically, when you're not handing the ball to a kid, it probably looks bad. I like to give a little bit of grace to someone, to an adult who keeps a baseball that maybe they're keeping it for a kid. I just think in general, most of the time, adults probably don't care as much about the baseball as the kid does. So I, like, if I ever get a ball, I'm giving it to kids. As a matter of fact, I try once per game, at batting practice or, wherever, if I see a baseball, I try grab one and make sure to find a kid and toss it to them. Because I mean, I remember when I was that age, like, that would make not just my day, but like, I would be thinking about it for days, plural, like, oh my gosh, I got this ball. And I would, you know, toss it up and down or maybe play catch with it. But, so yeah, I think that in general, you know, all things being equal, you got to give it to a kid. But I don't think that, you know, it's fair to just totally crucify an adult for wanting a baseball. But in that situation, I think the guy got it fair and square. It's not like you have to stay in your seat, you know, as long as you're not throwing punches. You know, if you're, it's like basketball, you throw an elbow that people don't see. If you like John Stockton, someone, hey, I mean, that's a part of it. Right. But if you're like in a, you know, cold cock someone for the ball, that's not cool. But, I don't think you have to like stay within like your zip code. I think if you want to be mobile to go and get the ball and you get the ball and I've got it and you've got it and I win a tug of war, so to speak, for the ball, then I mean, I think that's fair game, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You got to work that box out a little bit from time to time.
Yeah.
Be mobile.
Yeah, sometimes you got like a high ass, like that helps, right? You can turn your body, use your backside to create some space. I mean, I think that's all a part of the strategy.
Great stuff, Jared. Have a good one tonight, and we'll catch up with you, I guess, tomorrow after the game.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Must follow for all Rangers fans. He's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Mark Schlereth coming up at 4:40. Chief, what is next?
The Bears took an L last night, but no one had it worse than this guy next in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Mark Schlereth coming up in about 15 minutes. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's Chief with that afternoon hodgepodge.
Okay, so the Bears took the L last night, but the guy I felt the worst for was the security guard. who had to go bare hand the bright green pleasure device that got lobbed from the stands once again. I think that was the third one of the football weekend.
I'm going to need hazard pay for that.
Heavier set gentleman who reaches down and he's got the biggest plumber's crack you've ever seen.
Ooh.
In the midst of having to pick that up. And wow, now that thing's just going viral. He's just trying to do his job, just trying to stand there, watch Caleb Williams lose a football game, and then you start lobbing this stuff out there. It's just tough, and I feel for him. I'm surprised you guys haven't seen that pop up on your timeline yet.
No.
No?
No, it's cooking videos and stuff like that.
My timeline has been infected. I have a contaminant. I'm terrified of heights, and I've stopped down and watched enough of the videos of like people on death-defying perches and over cliffs, and now it's just feeding me. I need to like thumbs down it or tell it I don't want more, but it's terrifying.
People scaling those the tallest building in the world, and they're sitting up there with the selfie stick.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's real or not, but it looks real. It's just I
think some of them are. Some of these people, freaks don't care.
They're
up there like I'm hanging on with one arm. It's 2,000 feet to my death, but I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm okay.
It's like they're sitting at a kid's park playing on the jungle gym.
Yeah, dude, the nut jobs on the internet. it's rampant. But yeah, the security guard is the guy that I'm feeling worse for right now. Bears fans are pretty ticked off though, because Caleb Williams had his fingernails painted last night, and Angel Reese, who also plays in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
She says, I love this. My nail tech really wanted to do his nails, and she killed it. I'm so proud. So there is some, there's a little bit of chemistry going on between the sports, between the professional athletes, but not the way Bears fans want it. You can't paint your nails and then go out there and play football like that. It's just not something you can do.
I mean, you're going to get ripped apart for it. I'll continue to support the kids' ability to be expressive and artistic or whatever it is, and battle against social fashion norms as being any indication of your character. I think he's a perfectly fine gentleman, but you're begging for it at that point.
Yeah, dude. I think it would be a nice little TD celebration or something if he's got nail polish hanging out somewhere in the back of the end zone or whatever, and then like have somebody like painting his nails as a TD celebration
or
whatever. Like you've earned the right to now paint your fingernails.
Yeah. Yeah. Go hang 4,500 yards with 40 touchdowns and you can do whatever the hell you want.
That's pretty much the name of the game. Okay. Here is my favorite halftime speech of the college football weekend. We head to Nebraska. Wolchuk's Cornhuskers.
The Huskers.
They put it on Akron in a pretty significant way. 68-0.
68-0.
Yeah. They get the shutout.
Akron's nickname is the Zips.
Oh, nice. So they get to
underrated
halftime.
Shoe in the '80s, by the way, the Zips.
The Zips?
Yeah, first.
Oh,
Velcro
yeah,
shoes.
You guys, I think, put me onto those a while back.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever had a pair of Zips though, Dawson.
I did. I had third, fourth grade, wore them out. They were great. Didn't have to tie them.
Just the cool kids.
There were zippers on the actual shoe?
No, it was Velcro.
Okay.
I don't know why they call them Zips.
At some point, you're going to graduate to the Velcros, right, Broadus?
You know, I already wear like Crocs and those.
You already avoid having to tie your own shoes.
Hey, dudes, how about the shoes I'm wearing today?
You got the LSU Hey Dudes?
No, I got
those Cole Haans. Those are nice.
No, they don't tie.
You don't have any shoes that you have to tie anymore.
No, I just slip them on.
That is a skill that you lose over time.
Yeah.
It's just,
your fingers hurt. My fingers hurt at times.
You probably go Velcro before 8 and after 85, would you say?
I would say that's probably a good window.
I tell you what, let me just make a promise to you guys. If I'm wearing Velcro shoes, just push me in the damn lake.
Okay.
Seriously. If you see me with the Velcro shoes, just push me in the lake.
Was that in a wheelchair or while you're standing there?
Well, I'm
either
standing
one.
There. Okay. If you see me, I can't go with the Velcro shoes. You kidding me?
You hate on the Velcros like that?
Yes. Yes.
With the compression socks? Be a good look for you, Brian.
So
with the shorts?
Up to your knees? Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I wish I could find the picture. I had lunch one time. I was in the Bermuda. I was in actually the country of Bermuda. And I got invited to go to lunch with the Minister of Tourism. So I had to dress up.
Okay.
I wore like long dress socks.
Okay.
With shorts.
Oh, you're not supposed to wear shorts in Bermuda, are you?
No, you wear shorts.
Oh, you do wear shorts.
Yeah. My guy, he had on like a pink jacket, white shirt, pink tie, white shorts, white shoes, white socks.
Slick.
That's a Minister of Tourism.
Yeah.
I showed up. I had black wingtip shoes, black socks.
Oh no!
But I had on like khaki shorts.
Ooh.
So I had to go get the shorts because because I didn't have them to match. So I took my suit, just didn't wear the suit pants.
So it's like a short suit?
Yeah. So like I wore shorts with a suit. That's what
great,
they do.
That's a great visual, man.
That's what they do. They wear shorts with their suits.
Not
so
bad.
If they show up, you show up at an event, you have like the coat and tie, but you wear shorts with your socks pulled up to your knees and your shoes.
Like a bagpipe guy.
And no, and everybody's like, that's how everybody's dressed. But they're a lot cooler than you are. I'm not invited to this thing. And I said, well, you want to wear a suit? They said, yeah, but you can wear shorts. I'm saying, well, wait, how do I wear shorts with a suit? And they showed me pictures. I had to go get shorts.
I had to get shorts. There's got to be some photo evidence of this, man. We got to fan cam that thing.
I'll find it.
I want to see it.
I'll find it.
All right, Matt Rhule. So his team's up 33-0 at the half, but he's not happy with them.
Oh,
he's not
geez.
Proud of them.
Come on, man.
Because going into half, Akron was trying to still like get points up on the board. And I guess the team felt like Nebraska felt like they were just going to knee it out and just kind of give up on the half. But Akron was really trying to get going. They didn't end up scoring, but Matt Rhule was not happy about it.
I don't like them freaking moving the ball, kid. They're dropping back at the end of the half. Like, we're on the side, as me and Jonathan said, they'll take a knee here. They'll run the ball. They don't fear you. They don't respect you enough yet. And if that sounds like coach speak, then you have the wrong brain. They're dropping back against our starting defense. They're cutting our own line at the end of the half. All you young guys, just go back there and chill. Shut up. I want my opportunity. Some of you guys will get an opportunity right now. I told you I don't care what the score is. I told you I care what the tape looks like. Did I trip when the ball was fumbled? No, I don't care what happens in the game. I want to see what the next play is. You have one half. Defense, you have one half. If they try to drop back and throw it, and that quarterback's not on the ground, I want new guys in there rushing. I want them hit. I want them never to say our name again. We almost gave them a shutout. I want them freaking, I don't want them ever to say our name again. That's the killer instinct I asked about. Not what does my hair look like, what do I look like in the freaking mirror? I walk in here, guys in the mirror checking themselves out. Got a chance at a shutout. You guys got a chance of freaking hanging a score around here we haven't hung in a long time. We don't work hard enough to go take what we want. Go take what you want. You want to get in the game? DJ, you run your ass off on all those routes all week? Now you got a chance to get in the game, mate. If your brother and your brothers will put them away. It's about time people say, I don't want to schedule those guys anymore. I don't want to play those guys anymore. When you're shaking their hand at the end of the game, they better have that look in their eye. You did it to them. It's supposed to be 33-0. It's supposed to be that score. Now, what's the second half supposed to look like? I'll see you guys on the field.
Man. Second half looked like 68-0 is the way that game finished. So it got through to them.
Yeah. Shades of De Niro in The Untouchables, I believe. I was expecting, I want their families dead. Want their houses burnt to the ground.
I never know when these things leak. Like, was that supposed to leak?
I don't think
like,
that was who? Supposed to
leak. I don't think
that was supposed to leak unless they were doing like a kind of a documentary of Nebraska football and they were filming in there.
Right.
That shouldn't have got out.
I mean, you got 12 games to get this thing right. And the thing that happens in these games where you get up is everybody starts playing sloppy and hunting for glory and acting like we don't have to work. Use the opportunity to see how great you can execute, guys. You know, that's how you're going to get set up to get your teeth kicked in the next week by building these sloppy habits. And it'll happen quickly to you. You'll show up sleepwalking next week and be like, oh, wow, I thought this game was easy.
We will we'll save the.
I was kind of thinking, I was looking up Nebraska's football schedule, so I hope that they're getting beat like this at half by somebody and somebody gives a speech.
Oh, that would be.
Let me see their schedule. See if there's anybody on their schedule. I know we got a lot of Nebraska alum in this town.
It's Houston Christian next week. You got to be kidding me. I've never heard of them.
The guy, Jalix Hunt, that played for Philadelphia last week. That's his school.
He's a good ball player right there.
Okay, wait. Michigan ain't going to do it to him. They don't have anybody on here that can do that to him, I don't think.
No, they got an easy schedule this year.
Yeah.
Michigan next week.
I don't know if Michigan could do that to them. I don't know if Michigan's football is any good anymore.
They should be able to test them at least a little bit.
Didn't look like it last week.
Oklahoma looked like a pretty good football team.
Thank you, Chief. There it is. Okay, we're going to jump out and get to Mark Schlereth, our NFL insider, coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan, football's finest, coming up here at 5 o'clock. Of course, the Expressway at 5:20 will get you caught up on everything that's been breaking throughout the broadcast day here in the world of sports. And then we'll get to LA Live and G-Bag of the Day coming up at about 5:30 or so. Mark Schlereth is our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side, and we're going to get Mark Schlereth here coming up in just a second. Rangers baseball at 6:30. I mean, taking 2 of 3 from the Astros and then beating the Brewers in the way that they did. Salute to Jacob Ladd's dominant performance, and salute to Michael Hellman as well with all 5 ribbies. This is different, and you beating the quality teams now gives me significantly more confidence. Win one of these next two, and then 2 of 3 against the Mets. Mariners won last night, so you're still a game and a half back, but it's heading the right direction.
I think, man, I should know who this. I should have looked this up. But the Brewers, the starter tonight for the Brewers, they've lost 8 straight games with him pitching.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think his record's 3-8. Gosh dang it, Brian, you should look these things up before you say it. But, yeah, I believe they lost 8 straight games.
Wow.
This guy. So hopefully that'll be 9 straight games after tonight.
Never bet against a streak. Pre-game's coming up at 6:30 with the first pitch at 7 o'clock. It's amazing how many different Rangers pitchers are free agents, and we'll have to talk about that because the man last night on the hill has a pretty good chance to be in the starting rotation come 2026 as Mark Schlereth joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing pretty good. You know, Cowboys probably not contenders, right? We've accepted that, but they ran it better. They stopped the Eagles 4 times there in the second half. Did you get the feeling the Cowboys might be heading the right direction?
Yeah, well, you know, you get your quarterback back, and that makes a big difference. And I thought, I thought Dak was good, especially in that first half. Come on, I mean, it was just trade and score for score, right? 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals, and 4 drives. He scored on every single drive. That's it. Like, those are great things. And did they run it great? No. I mean, Williams was okay, but you only ran it 15 times with him, a couple times with Sanders, 4 times, I think. But ultimately, it just looked better, right? It looked better offensively. And then you guys go into the big time rain delay. I had the same thing. I was in Jacksonville, and it was amazing. We had this real good game going on into about second quarter, about 8 minutes, and then we had the hour and a half rain delay or whatever it was. And both teams came out after that, and it was just completely stagnant. Like, it was exactly like what happened on Thursday night. So I've never had that in my career. In 12 years, I've never had a delay like that. They probably didn't stop games for Lightning in my day. So, you know, they didn't really care about us. I might have had a few Lightning games, but we never had a stoppage. But I can't even imagine going back in the locker room for an hour and a half. I mean, I'd be like the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz, you know, like, oil, you know, I just don't know that I could get rolling again. And the same kind of thing happened in Jacksonville. So I think you gotta walk away from that feeling pretty good about what you did on both sides of the ball, because, you know, you gave Philly everything they could handle as well. And I thought it, especially late in that game, what you did with Saquon Barkley only averaging 3.3 yards per carry. I thought they did a really good job of handling the run and you know, and not giving up too much in the passing game as well.
Mark, I was trying to remember if you were part of the Broncos team when Romanowski spit on J.J. Stokes.
Yes, I was.
So what was your perspective on that? Obviously, Dak with incredible composure. You were a fired-up player. You're a fired-up announcer. Could you have contained yourself like Dak?
You know, you never know until you're in that situation. I think sometimes you're so shocked that somebody would do it, right? Like, you're almost like, I can't believe that. But, you know, good on Dak for being able to compose himself, no question about it. Just so stupid. Like, you just think about how that went down with Carter. So stupid. I can't even believe you're that dumb. Like, I would have to, you got fined, I think today, $60,000, whatever it was. I would have to fine them as an organization for just being stupid. Like, you just get an extra stupid fine because you just can't operate that way. And then ultimately you lessen the strength of your football team, because those two behemoths inside, I mean, those guys are huge difference makers, as you guys both know, with Davis and him in there. So,
Carter, yeah.
So anyhow, just kind of crazy in general of how that went down.
Your Denver Broncos. I'm curious how you felt Bo Nix looked.
I think he looked very average at best. Now, the first interception that he threw was completely not his fault. You know, Mims is running a corner route, and once he breaks coverage, he just stops running. And so the defender just drops him and then drives the over route. And, like, you look at that, if you're running your route properly, you know, we call them for the love of the game routes. If you're running your route properly, you have to honor that. But as soon as he just pulled up, the DB on that side of the field just said, oh, really? That's what you're doing? Okay, let me just drive this route. And so things like that, you know, when you go back and you watch the coach's tape and you see that stuff, you're like, oh, shoot. And oftentimes you don't even see that in the game. You know, you just don't have sometimes the perspective that you do when you're watching coach's tape and when you go back through things. But that said, man, I thought he made some really bad throws. It felt hurried and rushed. Where I really thought they were bad was in the running game, and especially in the zone read stuff, where you're making a decision whether to hand the ball off based on the defensive end play, based on the end man line of scrimmage play, or pull the ball and keep it. And they had a couple great kind of designs where you're faking the handoff and you got a fullback or a tight end leading you to the outside edge, and that defensive end is pinching down to take away the run. And instead of pulling it and running and getting yardage, you hand it off. And I thought there was about three times where he just really made bad decisions in his own read game that would have helped set up some play action and stuff. So it certainly – but listen, that was endemic of the weekend in general in the National Football League. There was a lot of nuanced things that teams, frankly, because they don't play anymore in the preseason, just aren't very good on the offensive side of the ball.
Hey, Stink, what do you make of these games where teams have massive leads and then all of a sudden just completely fall apart, say, in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, like the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, the Ravens and, you know, the Minnesota getting 21 points last night on the Bears. What is that something? Is that just going to be all year long that teams are going to just blow leads?
I don't think so. I think it's, you know, it's twofold. Is you as a, you know, as an opponent, keep teams in games. Mm-hmm. You don't close teams out. You know, I mean, you look at the first drive for Caleb Williams, he was really spot on and it looked really good. And then from that point forward, it looked like Caleb Williams in college and last year. And inaccurate throws, doesn't have his feet underneath him. He just looked poor. And when you play that way, you keep the other team. The team is sitting in the locker room at halftime. They're sitting on the sideline in the third quarter going, hey, guys, this game isn't over.
Yeah.
Like, you keep teams in it as opposed to just squashing them, right, as opposed to stepping on their necks and killing them. And being done with it, you can't produce on offense. You have them three and outs. You just, like, those things kill you as a football team because it keeps the other team believing that, hey, man, we're one big play away from all of a sudden making it work. And then you look at what happened with the Minnesota Vikings. All of a sudden they get, what's the running back's name? Jordan Mason comes in, rips off a couple of big runs. The next thing you know, there's a touchdown pass to Justin Jefferson, and then you get the touchdown pass to Aaron Jones where they lock him up on a middle linebacker who's a backup linebacker, and the next thing you know, man, they've got you on the ropes, and then J.J. McCarthy scrambles for 9-10 yards for a touchdown. So, if you let teams hang around, eventually they're going to beat you. And we saw that in Buffalo, and we saw that last night in the Monday night game.
Mark Schlereth with you. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How do you power rank or handicap the AFC West right now?
Well, I just take great pleasure in seeing the Kansas City Chiefs in last place. That's exactly where they belong. And I will tell you this, guys. In my day, if Patrick Mahomes pulls the crap he pulls on the sideline where he starts to pull up and then he lowers his shoulder and wow, blasts the DB, we'd be trading paint and he'd be out for a while because somebody would injure him. That stuff, you continue to pull that garbage and you deserve exactly what comes your way. And if I'm the Philadelphia Eagles and I'm getting ready to play him, I throw that tape on 6-7 times on the sideline, and I say, if I'm Vic Fangio, Patrick Mahomes is fair game. If he's on the sideline, blast his ass. And we'll figure out the fine, but blast his ass. Go ahead and hit him right in the freaking teeth with the crown of your helmet. Because that garbage, using the rules, and I am all for protection of players, but when you act like, okay, you can't hit me, I'm going to step out of bounds now, and he's done this for years. He's the number one. There's a lot of quarterbacks who do it, but he might be the number one violator of this. And all of a sudden, he tippy-toed down the sideline for an extra 3 or 4 yards. Like, be careful. And I would totally be for anybody blowing his ass up because that's garbage.
Anything but spitting on him, right?
That's right.
Final question here. I'm just curious. I know we had like a little bit of a banning of the smelling salts this year. Were you a big smelling salts guy?
Oh yeah, I use some smelling salts. Yeah, yeah. I think you can BYO smelling salts. BYOSS. Yeah. Yeah. It's just stupid. Why? Like why? What do they do? What's the problem with smelling salts? Is it a bad influence? I have no idea what the I don't know what the premise of banning smelling salts are. It's a bad look. Is that what it is?
Maybe
bad
the
look?
Kids.
Some of these owners are good at pinching pennies. You know, maybe the $40 a game is too much.
The kids. It's the kids. Hey, yeah. most of the kids that are worried about smelling salts aren't going to play in the league anyhow.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cowboys going to beat the Giants, right? That offense looked terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I said it 8, 9, 10 weeks ago. You should cut Russell Wilson and just start Jackson Dart. What do you got to lose?
Yeah, exactly.
There's Russell Wilson trying to pad his completion percentage, throwing a bunch of bubble screens and dumping off the checkdowns. They looked awful. They were awful. And I said a long time ago, and I used the Broncos as kind of the just the litmus test, if you will, or the and the blueprint. Start your rookie quarterback and live with the growing pains. You know, baptism by fire. But we already know what Russ is. I mean, we've known that for a while. And so, yeah, that was pathetic. I mean, it was awful. And now, like, I heard the report today that Brian Daboll wants to move on from Russ, and the ownership won't let him.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, who's coaching the team? Like, what are we doing? You want to talk about emasculating your coach? I mean, the Giants, they should just start wearing Jets. They should just start wearing green uniforms. The Giants have become the Jets.
Ooh, on fire.
What are we doing?
Thank you, sir. We'll chat with you next week. Enjoy the games.
All right.
There he goes. Mark Schlereth absolutely on fire with heat on Patrick Mahomes, heat on the Giants there as well.
Blast his ass.
I love that dysfunction coming out of New York. Okay, an edition of Football's Finest coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
We got a college football media watchdog alert, plus we take a look at the Cowboys defense. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.